2. B. Listening 2. Parents' Rights versus Children's Rights. Page 178.
Okay, what I'd like to do today is look at the issue of spanking and corporal punishment as an issue of rights. The rights of parents versus the rights of children. First, let's look at the rights of parents. Now, in most situations, parents have the right to raise their children the way they want. The law controls some things, like they may have to send their kids to school, but it doesn't usually control the details of family life, like how to discipline a child. Now, usually under the law, it's illegal to hit someone else, right? Okay, so if I hit a stranger walking down the street, that's illegal and I can be arrested. But many laws make an exception for parents disciplining their children, as long as the violence isn't extreme. Parents have the right to spank their children. Okay, let's look at the rights of the child now. Over the past 100 years, there's been more emphasis around the world on human rights. Human rights is the idea that all people, men and women, young and old, are equal and should be treated equally. So, under this view, spanking violates the human rights of a child. The question is, why is it illegal to hit people in general, but okay to hit your own child? Well, let's look at this. In response to this question, several countries around the world have made it illegal for parents to spank their children. The first country was Sweden, which passed a law in 1979 against the corporal punishment of children. And since then, a total of 18 countries have passed similar laws. Now, in addition, the United Nations recommended that all countries pass laws to make corporal punishment of children illegal. As a matter of fact, in a recent report, the UN explains their position by saying, "Hitting people is wrong, and children are people too." So you can see the two points of view on the issue of spanking: the rights of the parents to discipline their children the way they think is best, versus the human rights of children, the right to be free from violence. Okay, now let's look at the laws in different countries against corporal